In this episode, I will outline in brief the major change coming to the current PAYE system in Ireland. In a nutshell, the new system is known as PAYE Modernisation, which means from the 1st of January 2019, all PAYE reporting by employers will be submitted to the revenue in real time, and there will be changes in the way wages and salaries will be processed. Employers will be required to calculate and report employee tax deductions on a real-time basis. This will ensure that employees are receiving their correct tax credits and cut-off points throughout the year, as opposed to the current system, which is done through P35s on an annual basis. The main changes are as follows. The P forms that we all know and love, such as P30s, P45s, P46s, P60s and P35s, will be no more. The tax deduction card, P2C, will be replaced with an RPN, Revenue Payroll Notification. The revenue will receive real-time updates of social welfare income. Tax credits and bans will then be adjusted, and an updated RPN will be made available to the employer. Employers must submit to the revenue by way of a payroll submission at the same time or in advance of any wages salary paid to employees. The revenue will then issue a monthly statement summarising the payroll submissions submitted during the month. This monthly statement will be deemed to be the return unless the employer amends the statement in advance of the deadline. The employer return must be submitted by the 14th day of the following month. Payments of all amounts due to the revenue must be made by the 23rd of the following month. However, the existing payment process will remain the same. If you have a direct debit facility in place for the payment of PAYE PRSI USC, this will continue. However, the revenue will monitor compliance with the 90% rule in real time so that your monthly payment meets the required threshold. If you currently submit quarterly P30s or on an annual basis to the revenue, the revenue will issue a monthly statement from January 2019, but your payment due date will remain the same as it is now. Any employers who have up to now waited until close to the P35 deadline to clean up their payroll will be more visible to the revenue in 2019 and could potentially face penalties for non-compliance. If PAYE PRSI USC is not calculated correctly by employers, the tax will be recouped by the revenue on a grossed up basis. It is therefore vital for employers that the information submitted to the revenue at the time the payroll period is processed is correct, as any corrections later are ongoing or an excessive number of corrections could trigger a revenue PAYE audit. Regarding employees, the biggest change with PAYE modernisation affecting your employees is the abolishment of P45s and P60s. The revenue will produce an end-of-year statement for your employee, which will be available on their PAYE Anytime account. Thanks for listening, and if you have any questions on PAYE modernisation or indeed any tax accounting matter, feel free to contact me. Remember, you can listen and subscribe to my podcast on your preferred podcast app. Thanks for your support.